Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 WMFM Edvertos Freeform Radio. This is Strange Waves. Hello, hello, hello. How's everybody doing on this wonderful Wednesday afternoon? That was Don't Take Me Alive by Steely Dan off of The Royal Scam, which is one of the better albums from their discography, but they're all great because Steely Dan's the best and you know that. Hope everybody's having a great start to their day. I know I did. I had a few cups of coffee, made breakfast, and just enjoying life. Got a fun set today. It's a little bit more laid back than I think I normally go, so it's pretty chill. A lot of folksy kind of music on here. We got some bossa nova and yeah, some other fun little surprises sprinkled throughout. I'm excited for this one. I definitely didn't make it this morning, I promise you that much. Got some fun stuff to talk about too. Rolling Stone decided to release a top 200 greatest rap albums of all time list. that I am currently scrolling through. And just to give you an example of how terrible this list is, at 106 we have ODB's Return to the 36 Chambers, the dirty version, which is one of the most a complete classic 90s rap album with Shimmy Shimmy On, Brooklyn Zoo, two of the most recognizable tracks from that era on it. And then right above it we got Chance the Rapper's Coloring Book. You can do with that what you will. But yeah, up next we have a song from one of my favorite songs, one of my favorite albums of this year, from a little band called Big Thief. We have Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You, which came out this year and is brilliant. And we have Simulation Swarm off of it. I mean, I was listening to this album while I was writing over the weekend for a paper that I do, and it was good. It's good writing music, but yeah, I think I like probably 90% of the album. I think I saved, like, there's something like 20 tracks on it. I think I saved like 15 or 16 of them, so that should tell you how much I enjoy it. But yeah, this is Simulation Swarm. Enjoy.
Thank you.
So yeah, that was a Simulation Swarm off Big Thief's Dragon Who Wore Mountain, I Believe in You. I don't know, it was tough to pick which song from that album to play because I think a lot of them are even slower and more, emotional than that one. Particularly the songs Sparrow and The Only Place are like some of my favorite vocal performances I've heard in a really long time. And yeah, they're, I mean, just absolutely beautiful songs. Continuing on the terrible Rolling Stones list that came out, Mos Def's Black on Both Sides, which is, I think, kind of universally considered to be one of the greatest rap albums of all time, apparently by everybody else other than the people who wrote this list, sits somewhere in like 105, 106 territory. But we have, let's see here. We have Eminem's The Slim Shady LP at 85 and Vince Staples' Summertime 06 at 84. Now, I love Summertime 06, but is it the 84th best rap album of all time? No. Well, it's also a mixtape, so it really shouldn't be considered with albums, but, you know, what do I know? Oh my god, Azalea Banks at 78. Wow. Okay, and we see the first Kanye album at 77 with Watch the Throne. Terrible picks all around. Also, they seem to have a lot of recency bias on this list. I think, what was it, Doja Cat's album was somewhere in the 110 range. And I'm seeing, like, there was another one that came out very... Oh, yeah, Montero was somewhere around the 150s. Which, like, yeah, I mean, Montero is great. And I think that, like, what it does representation-wise is really important. But is it in the top 150 rap albums of all time? No, not even close. Like, realistically, if you're really thinking about it, it just isn't. I'm curious about the rationale behind this. I remember they got a lot of blowback for their top 200 albums of all time too, or top 500 albums of all time, and I think that was like by committee or something, and that's why the list was so weird. But yeah, okay, see Iron Man at number 69, that's a good album. I don't know. Yeah, oh wow, okay. Oh, there, okay. We'll talk about this later, but all I'm going to say is that MF Doom's first album comes in at 62, which is too low, but whatever. Up next, we have a song from the Smile Sessions, which, if you don't know, you should. It's the unfinished album after Pet Sounds from the Beach Boys, but really more from Ryan Wilson. But it was becoming such a labored process that it became clear that it was just never going to get finished. So it scrapped, and Ryan Wilson kind of took a break from the band, and a few of the better songs off of it have kind of found its way onto other albums. But I think that the Smile Sessions versions released of them, which came out in 2011 and are kind of like demos, I think sound a little bit more interesting. This is one of them. This is a Heroes and Villains, which ended up on Smiley Smile, I think is what it's called, and that also has Good Vibrations, which was also a Smile album cut that ended up on another album. Surf's Up's on there, few others. It's sort of become, among music fans, a legendary unreleased project, and I think a lot of people would like to say, oh, you should have given Brian Wilson more time, but I mean, I kind of agree that I don't think it was ever going to come out, and even if it did, it probably would have been in a absolutely unhinged state, considering where Brian Wilson was at the time. If you haven't seen Love and Mercy, go watch that. That's all about, I guess, kind of the Pet Sounds and post-Pet Sounds era of the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson's kind of mental state at that time. Alright. Yeah, Heroes and Villains. Enjoy.
I've been in this town so long and back in the city. I've been taken for a lost and gone, and I've known for a long, long time. Fell in love years ago with an innocent girl from the Spanish and Indian home, home of the heroes and villains. Once at night, Cotillion Square divided, and she was riding in the rain of the poets that eventually brought her down. She's still dancing in the night, unafraid of what a doodle do in a town full of heroes and
thank you. the margaritas keep the spirit high. There I watched her, she spun around and wound in the warmth. Her body fanned the flame of the dance. My children were raised, you know they suddenly rise. They started slow, long ago, head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and wise. I've been in this town so long, so long to the city. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough, and sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the hero's end.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Heroes and Villains, kind of more than anything else on the album, sort of, well, actually, no, Vegetables does it too, but, like, you can just hear how weird Brian Wilson was getting with it, and trying, like, all these different instruments are being pulled in, and, I don't know, I love it. I think it's one of the better songs off the, that came out of the Smile Sessions, but yeah. So, I'm just gonna, this Rolling Stone record, this Rolling Stone article, I keep coming back to it, because I just keep scrolling down, and I am shocked even more. Drake's Take Care is number 11. Drake's Take Care is number 11. This is above Donuts. This is above Late Registration. This is above Introducing. This is above Mad Villainy. This is above College Dropout. This is above Supreme Clientele. I can keep going. To put Drake's Take Care above some of the most influential projects of all time. Also, there's only one 3-6 Mafia album on this entire list, and 3-6 Mafia arguably is responsible for the trap genre that we now is like just dominates rap. Or I guess was before drill was really a thing. You got Cardi B's Invasion of Privacy at 16. At 16. All right, I'll stop. But yeah, it's been getting rightfully torn to shreds online. But yeah, this is one of the worst articles I've ever seen. Also, Dirty Sprite 2 at 20 is a joke. All right, well, whatever. Nothing I can do about it now. Also, yeah, the number two was Stankonia by Outkast, while Aquemini is at 27. I'm just going to say it. Aquemini is a much better album. I think everybody knows that. But yeah, I guess apparently since Stankonia has Miss Jackson, it's number two of all time. Whatever. Also, Jay-Z's number three. I don't think that's fair. Okay. I'm getting carried away. I'm going to stop looking at this. I'm just going to close it so I stop getting upset. Okay. Up next, got some more great tracks for you. We got a Neil Young song from his legendary concert at Massey Hall in 1971. This is On the Way Home. I'll talk more about this concert after the song, but yeah, enjoy.
Thank you.
much you know me, and I miss you now.
Okay, so that was On the Way Home by Neil Young live at Massey Hall in 1971. So that show has kind of become legendary among Neil Young fans. He played a lot of songs off Harvest that were kind of still in early development before that album came out. I believe Heart of Gold is actually like in a suite with another song. I'm sure he plays Old Man, and there's another one that's on there. But yeah, and he plays like some of the old Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young stuff. It's a great concert. If you haven't listened to it, go check it out. It was like, I don't know, whoever's running the Neil Young Archives, which I think is him, he does an insane job mixing and mastering all these old shows and putting them out, and they sound incredible. Highly recommend listening to that whole show if you like Neil Young or just folk music in general. Up next, got some bossa nova for you, some little, just a little Brazilian jazz type beat we got going on. Also, I think my Lalo Salamanca threat on Instagram worked because we got some more people tuning in. Yeah, shout out Breaking Bad. Or shout out Better Call Saul, actually. I caught up to the end of middle of season 6. I'm not going to spoil it, but yeah, I mean, like, I'm pretty confident at this point that I like Better Call Saul more than Breaking Bad. I think that Breaking Bad runs into a problem of being a bit, I want to say over-dramatic, but it can get a little, like, it leans into violence. It's like a crutch, I think, at certain parts throughout the show, and I think the beauty of Better Call Saul is that it follows this lawyer, so he's not murdering people and stuff. So it like allows you, I could like really explore this character. And there's a lot more slow moments. I'm sure there still is like murder and stuff, because you know Gus and Mike and Tuco and all them are still in the show. But it definitely slows itself down. And I think about season 2, season 3 really starts to get into an excellent groove. And yeah, I love it. Highly recommend. Go watch it. But AMC Plus sucks, and don't get that. Just find the episodes totally legally on mine. Okay, as I was saying, Desafinado, I don't know how to say this. It's a great song, though. Some bossa nova. Let's get into it.
Se você disser que eu desafino, amor, saiba que isto em mim provoca imensa dor. Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu. Eu possuo apenas o que Deus me deu. Se você insiste em classificar meu comportamento diante musical. Eu mesmo mentindo devo argumentar que isto é bossa nova, que isto é muito natural. O que você não sabe nem sequer pressente é que os desafinados também têm coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex, revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão. Só não poderá falar assim do meu amor, ele é o maior que você pode encontrar, viu? Você com a sua música esqueceu o principal, que no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. No peito dos desafinados também bate um coração.
Lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Thanks, Alec Baldwin. Oh, looks like we are getting a call. Let's see if I can figure out how to do this. Hello, you are on the air.
Hi there.
Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Audrey.
Hello, Audrey. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I can't hear myself.
Oh, well, you should be on the air.
Oh, my. Well, I guess there's a delay. Well, folks out there in Radio Land, I'd like to say that I have greatly enjoyed listening to this program.
Thank you. It's high praise coming
from
you.
Now, I'd like to also say you're wrong about the Beach Boys, for I personally feel that while Smile has some great strange artifacts on it, Fire is the scariest song to me on that album. Are you familiar with its backstory?
I am not.
Essentially, what occurred was, as they were recording a suite of four songs, each dedicated to the alchemical elements, the production of Fire was aided with the use of a lot of acid. Furthermore, a building burned down down the block from the recording studio. Brian Wilson became convinced that this was because of the track they were recording, that the track had pyrotechnical powers of some sort, pyrokinetic, and refused it to be released for about 40 or 50 years.
Wow!
I hope I'm still there. I'm not used to radio personally.
Oh no, you're on air. I'm getting confirmation from multiple people that they can hear you.
I can hear. Do I have time to make one more quick question while I'm on the air?
Yeah, the last thing I want to say about Smile is that I don't know if you've seen Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story.
Not yet, but I know that could happen.
It's it's like largely pretty, I don't know, I love it. I think it's the best music biopic because it just absolutely makes fun of every music biopic ever. There's a little section where he becomes Brian Wilson, and there's like a 45 piece band playing every instrument you've ever known to band on one track while he's doing acid and saying it's the greatest piece of music ever composed. And I feel like that kind of sums up the Smile sessions.
Yeah, they definitely have that same energy. I don't know much about what it's like in New York or California where they do these recordings. I'm out in Grover's Mill, New Jersey, actually, right now. Would you mind if I quickly made an announcement to your radio audience?
Oh, go for it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most terrifying thing I've ever witnessed. Wait a minute. Okay. Someone's crawling out of the hollow top. Someone or something. I can see peering out of that black hole two luminous disks. Are they eyes? It might be a face. It might be... Good heavens! Something wriggling out of the shadow like a gray snake. Now it's another one. Another and another. They look like tentacles to me. There, I can see the thing's body. Now, it's large, large as a bear, and it glistens like wet leather. But that face, it's, ladies and gentlemen, it's indescribable. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it so awfully. The eyes are black and gleam like a serpent, but the mouth is kind of V-shaped with saliva dripping from its rimless lips that seem to pulsate and quiver. That monster, or whatever it is, can hardly move. It seems weighed down by possibly gravity or something. The thing's raising up. The crowd falls back now. They've seen plenty. This is the most extraordinary experience, ladies and gentlemen, and you're receiving it over the radio. I can't find words. I'll pull this microphone with me as I talk. I'll have to stop the description until I can take a new position. Hold on, will you, please? I'll be right back in a moment.
A regular Orson Welles. Incredible. Thanks, Audrey, for calling in. All right. So I think it's fun to, you know, switch up stuff with getting some calls from my friends. Up next, we got some Townes Van Zandt. Actually, before you do, I do love that story about Brian Wilson and the song Fire. Because that really is incredibly strange and kind of sums up the entirety of what the Smile sessions must have been like for the rest of the band, including Mike Love. Just nerve-wracking. So, this is a Townes Van Zandt track, which, if you don't know who Townes Van Zandt is, he's a Texas songwriter, or was a Texas songwriter, and this is one of my favorite songs from him. This is Fare Thee Well, Miss Carousel. Great song. Enjoy, everybody.
Drunken clown still hanging round, but it's plain the laughter's all died down. The tears he tried so hard to hide are flowing. And a blind man with his knife in hand has convinced himself that he understands. I wish him well, Miss Carousel, but I got to be a going. Won't you come and get me when you're sure that you don't need me then? I'll stand outside your window and proudly call your name. Well, the lady's been told that all the gold is worth so much it can't be sold. No time to weep, she'll need her sleep tomorrow. When she carries her face to the marketplace and bets it on the opening race, she can ring her bells, Miss Carousel, but her singing brings me sorrow. Won't you come and get me when you're sure that you don't need me then? I'll stand outside your window and I'll proudly call your name. Well, it's always done, every mother's son has shown that grown men never run, and so they fight with all the might inside them. But when their battle's been fought and they've all been taught that the trick is just not being caught, will you give them hell, Miss Carousel, when they're begging you to hide them? Won't you come and get me when you're sure that you don't need me then? I'll stand outside your window and proudly call your name. When the need arose, your eyes fell closed, you clamped your fingers around your nose. Would you say that's any way to judge him? Well, you haven't got the authority to kill him in the first degree, but would you feel compelled, Miss Carousel, if you had something to begrudge him? Beach far beneath the reach of those that come to pry and preach, the natural man that tried to stand has fallen. Well, how long will it be before he sees you own his legs but his mind is free? Only you can tell, Miss Carousel, how long will he be crawling? Won't you come and get me when you're sure that you don't need me then? I'll stand outside your window and proudly call your name. Oh, the castle wall has grown so tall, seems there ain't no hope at all to reach the top, even though you stop for breathing. But I ain't gonna try to make you cry. The teardrops couldn't find your eyes. It's all been swell, Miss Carousel, but the time has come for leaving. Won't you come and get me when you're sure that you don't need me then? I'll stand outside your window and proudly call your name. Won't you come and get me when you're sure that you don't need me, then I'll stand outside your window and proudly call your name. Won't you come and get me when you're sure that you don't need me, then I'll stand outside your window and proudly call your name. You don't need me then, I'll stand outside your window and proudly call your name.
Yeah, that was Fairly Well, Miss Carousel by Townes Van Zandt, who I think Darren and I kind of both agree can give Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen types runs for their money, despite his shortened career. And I know Audrey likes to be mysterious, but if you guys didn't catch what she was reciting there, that was part of Orson Welles' 1938 broadcast of War of the Worlds, which famously sent people into a panic because they thought it was an actual news broadcast talking about an alien invasion, which, looking back on it now, is absolutely hilarious, but I think it's one of those weird stories that I just love, and I think that it shows the power of something as simple as the radio. Something that we take for granted now, as simple as the radio, was just huge back then. And if you were convincing, I think it also speaks to the fact that if you're convincing enough and if you're in a factor, you can convince people of pretty much anything. And yeah, Orson Welles was known for that. Good stuff. Up next, we have a song from the only album that I think can give Pet Sounds a run for its money in weirdness and forward-thinkingness, I think would be the right word. Of course, I'm talking about Revolver by the Beatles, which I think these two albums are kind of not constantly compared, but I think people hold them in sort of a similar regard, that they were like boundary-pushing 60s pop albums that sort of were left turns for the bands that made them. As Pitchfork would say, the biggest left turn in musical history, but that's talking about Kid A. That's besides the point. Paul McCartney even has put Pet Sounds as one of those albums that, like, he, I think the direct quote is something like, you can't learn music until you've heard Pet Sounds or something like that. And he bought the album for all of his kids and stuff. So even if he's holding it in the regard that it is, and he created Revolver, then I think that I'm safe to say that Revolver is in a similar tier, even though it's really not, because Pet Sounds is like one of the greatest albums of all time. And Revolver is a great album, but I don't know if I put it up there. This is, I don't know if this is my favorite track from it, but this is definitely one of my favorites. So this is I'm Only Sleeping. I don't play a lot of Beatles on the show because I've kind of fallen out of love with them. But yeah, this is Revolver. This is one of their better albums. I'm Only Sleeping. Enjoy. Yeah, I don't think that track needs much introduction. But yeah, Revolver's great. I also really like, what's it called? Tomorrow Only Knows, which is absurdly weird, and I don't think I'll play that on radio, but we'll see. Up next, we have a track from Elliott Smith that's actually a cover of a Cat Stevens song that was made for the film Harold and Maude, which me and Audrey both love, and I know Dan, who's hopefully also listening, likes it a fair bit, too. I like the Cat Stevens song, but I really like this Elliott Smith cover. I'm going to play it because I also just rewatched Good Will Hunting, and I don't know. It holds up. It's one of those movies. It's one of the few, like, I think, like, universally everybody loves kind of movies that I actually agree with, and I'm like, yeah, that's a great movie. Robin Williams gone too soon. But yeah, Elliott Smith, for those of you who haven't seen Good Will Hunting for whatever reason, Elliott Smith did most of the songs on it. Yeah, this is Trouble. By Elliott Smith, not Cat Stevens. Also, if you haven't actually watched Harold and Maude, go watch that. Highly recommend. Great movie. Also, great soundtrack by Cat Stevens. So, good stuff. Yeah, here's Trouble.
set me free. I've seen your face and it's too much for me. Trouble, love, trouble, can't you see? You're eating my heart away and there's nothing much left to me. Let me go where I'll have to go there. Trouble, love, trouble, move away. I have seen your face and it's too much for me today. Trouble, love, trouble, can't you see? Made me a wreck, now won't you leave me in my misery? I've seen your eyes, and I can see death's disguise hanging on me. Too shocking to see. Trouble, oh, trouble, move from me. I have paid my debt, now won't you leave me in my misery? Trouble, oh, trouble, please be kind.
Yeah, so it's a fun little cover. And there's a kind of weird story behind it. So it was actually supposed to end up on an album that never ended up coming out because, unfortunately, Elliott Smith took his own life in 2004, 2005. And it ended up on the soundtrack to a mid-2000s comedy called Dumb Sucker that I've never heard of. But, yeah, so I guess that's kind of a weird bit of musical history. So yeah, this unreleased Elliott Smith cover of a Cat Stevens song ends up on this random movie. But yeah, I don't know if you have seen Harold and Maude, you know where that song is actually used in the movie. It's a bit heartbreaking, but it's a the whole movie is just incredible and highly recommend it. I'm waiting for the Newbery Comics has a huge stack of Harold and Maude vinyls that got re-released for its anniversary, and nobody's been buying them, so I'm just waiting for them to eventually end up in the sales stack so I can purchase one myself, because I do love the soundtrack. Looks like somebody's updating their playlist, because they recently put on WMFO showing songs I haven't played, funny enough. Okay, we're at a bit of a conundrum, because this always ends up happening, because I can't seem to shut up. So we got two songs left, but they take about 9 minutes, and we have about 10 minutes left, so... Let's see here. You know what? I'm just going to do it anyway. Okay. This is... Actually, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I got New York, I Love You, but You're Bringing Me Down. Up next. Unfortunately, I had to cut a Silver Juice song. It's a shame. But I don't know if I can go a set without playing a song from LCD Sound System. And I guess from the vibe that I got from the playlist I made this morning, that this seemed to be the best fit. And I also was just remembering how much I enjoyed hearing it live. And yeah, I don't know. This is one of those songs that kind of sticks out in their discography. I think that it's a little bit much more somber than most of the stuff they normally put out, but it's great. It's a powerful song. Yeah, we'll get to it. I'm trying to think of anything else that I want to wrap up with. Not much that I can think of. Yeah, I mean, go watch Better Call Saul if you haven't, or go watch Breaking Bad if you haven't, and then watch Better Call Saul. But yeah, great show, great show. And I don't know, haven't really been watching anything else. I'm excited this week though. Movie wise, at Somerville Theater is gonna go absolutely insane. Tomorrow is Vertigo on 70mm, followed by a movie that I've never seen but I've been recommended to, and now I'm forgetting the name of it, but it's a double feature, so I'm gonna go for that. Then the day after that, there's the Tarantino double feature of Hateful Eight and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, on both on 70mm. I don't really like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood at all, but I really like the Hateful Eight, and they're showing it on its like Panavision 70mm roadshow copy that I missed when it originally came out, so I'm super excited to see that. Might stick around for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, don't really know yet. I gotta see Top Gun Maverick too, they're showing that there, I don't know. Oh, actually no, I saw an incredible movie over the weekend on Sunday. It's called Vortex. It's a Gaspar Noé film. It's insanely weird and incredibly sad. It's about a couple, the wife develops dementia, and it's about like their last few days of life. Dario Argento plays the husband, director of Deep Red and Suspiria, of course. If it's showing nearby, which it probably isn't because they were doing a super limited release of it, it actually premiered at Cannes last year, and it's only just now getting a limited release in the US, not even on streaming. But if it's playing nearby you, or if it ends up on streaming soon, like, absolutely, you get my wholehearted recommendation to go see it. I think it's his best movie upon really sitting back and laying with it for a little bit. I think that it's just absolutely beautiful. Got me super emotional in the theater at times. Fair warning, though, it is, as I've said, it's incredibly depressing, and it is also the slowest of slow burns. Like, when I say it's a slow burn, I mean there are 10-minute unbroken scenes of people going grocery shopping and stuff like that. So if you're going to watch it, make sure you're settled in for a slow movie, but it's excellent, and I highly, highly recommend it. It's also shown in a very unique way, but I don't want to spoil that because that's like one of the coolest moments of the movie is when you see how it's like going to be presented for the rest of its runtime. But yeah, New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. It can be the last song. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll be back next week with new music, hopefully. Maybe switch up some of what we've been playing. Who knows? Maybe we'll play an entire album. I don't know. Maybe there'll be a theme. Probably not. But we'll see. Yeah, I'll see you all back here next week. Thanks so much for tuning in. This has been Harrison on Strange Waves and on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Just Freeform Radio. And to send us off, New York, I love you, but you bring me down by LCD Sound System. Enjoy.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. You're safer, and you're wasting my time. Our records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect, oh please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect. In the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a death of the heart. Jesus, where do I start? But you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.